This is Mouth Media Network, covering the business of lifestyle.
This episode of Beauty Is Your Business is powered by Sennheiser, the future of audio.
Hi, I'm Natalia Bednarek. I'm a co-founder of Herla Beauty. And what I love about beauty is the diversity, because there are so many definitions and different expressions of it.
In the beauty industry, we often talk about the importance of legacy brands that need to bridge the generational gap in order to stay relevant throughout the decades. You'll hear from a brand whose founders bridged that very gap. She'll share her globe-trotting inspirations and the exotic ingredients you've likely never heard of before. We'll delve into the genesis of this newly launched direct-to-consumer brand, which is born from an established B2B sourcing and skincare manufacturing company. We're so excited to share the story of Herla with you.
From New York City, you're listening to Beauty Is Your Business, a podcast covering the intersection of business and innovation in the beauty business.
Welcome to another episode of Beauty Is Your Business. I'm Karen Moon, and I'd love to introduce my co-host, Abby Wallach.
Hi.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Natalia. We're so excited to hear about your brand that you just launched.
Happy to be here.
Thank you. Can you tell us more about the genesis of the brand, what it stands for?
Sure. So the whole brand was inspired by my grandmother and her travels around the world. She has been traveling for many, many years to different countries and cultures. And she has been uncovering beauty ingredients and beauty secrets that women have developed in different countries and cultures. So she was always interested in the lifestyle of women in different cultures and countries. And one day we were sitting together talking about beauty, since we were both passionate about it. And we thought, why not leverage the knowledge that she has gathered and bring all the women together and create a brand for women with high quality natural ingredients. And we were thinking about our goals, what we would love to achieve with that brand. And our goal is to democratize natural skincare and create products that make women feel good and look good.
And so there's actually quite a bit of science to the brand. Can you tell us a little bit more? Like, your grandmother is a chemist, you have biotech engineers. Tell us more about that.
So she has, has been working in the chemical industry. It was more industrial, and she has been working in the B2B sector. So it was a very courageous decision that I really admire, that she decided to go direct to consumer and create this brand with me that is a direct to consumer brand. It's a totally different category. And the way the whole business started was actually when my grandmother decided to start an ingredient business, that she would source different ingredients from around the world and supply to different beauty and skincare companies. So that's how it all started. And I think that's what gave us an advantage to have a benefit over other brands, that we have this access to these amazing ingredients from different countries, from all the continents.
So when she started her travels, and she was she sourcing in ingredients from different countries for this business that she had, and then you leveraged those ingredients to develop the brand that you've launched?
Yes, that's exactly what happened. And it took a while to establish good relationships with the plantations around the world and different companies. And I think what was good about that, I thought, is that we sort of avoided the middleman, and we have a direct relationship with those plantations. So for instance, one of our key partners is the Savannah Fruits Company in Ghana. And their mission is to empower Ghanaian women through shea butter manufacturing. And they create those amazing communities and support the women there. and make sure that they get a fair employment, fair pay. And they actually have about, I think, 15,000 employees there.
Really?
Of these, yeah, women, which is pretty amazing. So we always try to support causes like that as much as we can, mm-hmm. since we are a new brand. So also that social impact is a part of our brand, and it's one of our values.
So when she was traveling, you shared that she discovered a lot of beauty secrets. So tell us a little bit about her travels and where she's traveled, and what were some of those secrets? Were those things that they were hoping to, were they problems that they were having that they had solutions to that now you're going to commercialize? Is that sort of how this whole thing happened?
Yeah, so she has been traveling to many, many countries, and I can't even tell you how many she would probably have to. She has been traveling with me as I was a little kid. We've been always doing these amazing travels, and definitely with tourist guides that were telling us a lot about local cultures. And she's been also traveling with her girlfriends a lot. And I think that was something that also inspired her to leverage those beauty secrets for women. The example of a beauty secret, for instance, that our brand is using is, for instance, our Damask Rose collection, that one that we're currently promoting. The Damask Rose collection has a key ingredient, which is Damask Rose oil or water. And Damask Rose is a pretty amazing ingredient used for centuries by many women, especially in Bulgaria or Syria. The Damask Rose originates in Syria and is named after the city of Damascus. And it has been used by women to moisturize their skin, to nourish. And the rose petals that are used to produce the oil or rose water are collected very early in the morning, right before the distillation. And that's what makes it so powerful, such a powerful, active, natural ingredient. So that's one of the beauty secrets that we're leveraging. The other one is the red poppy plant. So red poppy petals have alkaloids that that we use to relax wrinkles and prevent the formation of wrinkles.
Ooh, prevent the formation of wrinkles. Where
Wait,
is
tell
that?
Me more.
Get it.
Yeah, so ingredients like that, or kakadu plum, which is also one of the ingredients in one of the three collections that we have in our portfolio that originates in Australia and has been used as a sustenance food by Aboriginal Australians for many years. It's a super fruit. I don't know if you're familiar with the kakadu plum. A lot of people who I talk to, they don't even know what it is, since it's only available in Australia. It's the world's richest natural source of vitamin C. So it has, to compare it to the other fruit that we're familiar with, 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So it's a super fruit, which is used to energize skin, even out the skin tone, brighten it, lighten it up, and give it like a nice glowing look.
Wow, really interesting.
So we have 75 ingredients in our portfolio right now that are used in Herla products. Of course, we have a lot more that we supply to other companies, but I think that these ingredients that we actually selected to produce the products that we offer are really, really powerful, natural, active botanicals.
And they're all natural?
Yes.
So when you source the ingredients, you work directly with the source. What would the source be? Like the plant or the farm?
Yeah, like
the
Ghana
farm?
Or, yes, or plantation or Mexico. Sometimes we work with companies. Like we have a line called Gold Supreme and where the main ingredient is 24 karat gold. So we sourced that gold from a company in Germany, and they actually deliver gold flakes, actual gold flakes, and we then later use in our formulas.
So are these products also, do you sell them to other companies for... to use in their products?
Just the ingredients.
Just the ingredients, yes. Right.
So there is a B2B component of the sourcing, which is interesting.
Yes.
Well, that's how it started.
That's how it started, yes. Right. That's how my grandma started in that industry, although she has always dreamed of creating that direct-to-consumer brand, I think. And I've been always wanting to be an entrepreneur as well. So I'm glad we were able to do that together.
Very exciting. So can we talk a little bit about the name Herla?
Yes.
Where did that come from?
One of our key values is empowerment of women and the fact that we are women-owned, women-centric. We hire primarily women. All of our biotech engineers are women. That's really important, both for me and for my grandmother. And we wanted to emphasize that in our name. So the word started with the word her, right? It's for her, by her, something that would have that feminine component to it. Then the la doesn't really mean anything, but has that lightness to it. So Herla, we thought, would be a good name that encompasses the values that the brand has and sounded very unique to us. We actually felt really comfortable with that name. We came up with it about 4 years ago. So it's been a while. It's been incubating in our minds.
Right, right. That's so exciting.
Also, when you look at our logo, there is an R letter in the middle, which has its leg extended. So that is sort of a stake, you know, putting a stake in the ground, emphasizing that femininity, that, you know, we have a voice, we are women, we're powerful. That is one of these like symbols that we wanted to include there. And we also picked capital letters. We wanted to use capital letters to make it look more authoritative because we're leveraging that knowledge and that wisdom of women around the world.
So I'm assuming, did your design background, you know, kind of was an influence in a lot of the branding?
Yes, I worked as a brand strategist before starting the brand and worked on a lot of CPG products, brands, created different brand and design strategists. I don't have a design background, but I really love design and I worked a lot with designers. So that definitely helped creating the brand identity and the whole visual look of the brand, the packaging. What's interesting, I was working with one of the designers that is my friend that we worked together before. We were working on the packaging together as well, since when she heard about the brand and that we were creating this amazing entity and she heard the story, she really liked the whole idea, and that's how she wanted to contribute. So she offered to help us with packaging. Also, when you open the packaging, I think that's something worth the note, that there is a line on the packaging which symbolizes the path to the ingredient. So the travel that my grandma took and the effort to uncover that. And there's a little bit of a blurb inside the package about the ingredient, a little short story that will make it even more engaging when the consumer opens the package.
Very thoughtful. Well, before we get into learning more about where you want to take the business next, let's go into snack time. This is a tradition on our show where we, you know, break bread and learn a little bit more about your favorite things and share it together. So what did you bring for us today?
I hope you will be excited. So I brought a Polish candy. As I said, I'm originally from Poland. And this is a very classic thing that when you go to Poland, you just have to try it. You have to buy it. You have to bring it home. It's also something that my grandmother is always buying, and it's always on the table in the kitchen, which is a candied plum covered in dark chocolate. So it's a healthier snack, healthier candy, but also something that you'll hopefully really enjoy.
Okay, let's see it.
Are you ready? Here comes Makeup in Los Angeles, the only and unique B2B makeup event at your doorstep. Makeup in Los Angeles is a unique place where you can find everything from alpha to omega, every piece of a makeup and skincare product, and make your own line. All advised and guided by the savoir-faire of the most qualified experts in the beauty industry. Whatever your project is, you'll find it at Makeup and make the best contacts. You can ask for an invitation on the show's website, makeup-in-losangeles.com.
So Natalia, let's start. I'm really excited to dive into your vision, how you want to build the brand. But let's start with the kind of going back to what gives you guys the credibility to go in the knowledge base. So tell us a little bit more about the B2B aspect of Herla, its history, and where it does business, and how that shaped what you're doing next.
Great. We have two sides to our B2B business. One is supplying companies with natural ingredients, natural active ingredients, so other beauty companies, skincare companies. And the other one is products for spas and professionals that can be used for your treatment of face and body as well. And this is something that my grandmother started while she was doing the other side of B2B, so supplying those companies with different ingredients. She thought, why don't we create products for professionals as well? She really wanted to create something that will be used in different spas, as she was really loving to going to spas. It's one of her favorite, you know, me time moments when she goes to get a treatment. So that's how we created it. And now we're going direct to consumer. We're creating a brand for everyone.
Wow. So she's really a trailblazer in
yes,
a lot of ways.
Absolutely.
What's her name?
My grandmother's mm-hmm. name? Christina in English, but mm-hmm. in Polish, it's Christina. Uh-huh. So yeah, you can call her Christina. Everyone calls her Christina, whoever, you know, lives abroad. It's easier.
Right. So it's very interesting that where she sells most of these ingredients, is it to companies worldwide? Is it global?
It's mostly bigger Polish companies that make cosmetics, whether it's makeup or just skincare.
So many of these ingredients that are in your product probably aren't even in the United States yet.
It is possible, actually. I haven't even heard of some of the ingredients that we have in our products. Like I said, I talk to many people about different ingredients and they have no clue what these are.
Right.
So that's, I think, something really differentiating as well. Another thing, there is a trend in skincare currently to go minimal. Like it started with food, right? We have those bars, healthy bars that have only 5 ingredients in it. There's something like that going on in skincare. So as few ingredients as possible, very clean. We're sort of going the opposite way. We have between 13 to 16 active natural ingredients in each product. And some of them repeat across the collection. Some of them are unique to one particular product, which I think makes these products really powerful, really effective, because when you mix some of the ingredients together, they actually work better than argan oil on its own when you put it on your skin.
So can you delve into the products? Actually, I see you have a whole bag of products for us to try. Can you talk a little bit about what Sure. you've developed and what is your unique point of view with each one?
I want to hear about the Kakadu plum. And I thought it was so fitting that we had the...
Oh!
Right, the
Is snacks. That the same plum in the snack?
No, it's this plum is actually, you know, a regular plum.
Oh, okay. But the one here has 100 times more vitamin C. Oh, tell us more about that.
Yes.
We are launching with three collections that are named after the key ingredient that is in that collection, which is Damask Rose, Gold Supreme, and Kakadu Plum.
Okay.
Each of these collections is different, tackles different skin concern. We usually formulate around the skin concern rather than age. Because, for instance, our gold mask can be used by a 70-year-old person who has very damaged skin, as well as a 25-year-old person who has a dry, super dry skin. And it will work both. It will work really well for both of them. So the three collections are really different. You wanted to hear about Kakadu Plum first?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting. The reason I was asking, too, it seems very deliberate in terms of your assortment strategy. Sometimes brands will have an ingredient story and use it across the whole collection. But I see in the Kakadu, it's very specific things, products like a sleep mask, vitamin cream, and scrub.
Yes.
So I love to hear more about
Each collection has a different amount of products, and this is the collection that has only three products in it so far. It's created for people who have very busy lifestyles and live in urban environments. So the products in that collection are hydrating antioxidant multivitamin cream, a sleeping mask that is very deeply hydrating, as well as the exfoliating and revitalizing scrub. So the cream is really good for people who don't have time to put too much on their skin. They just need to wake up and wash their face in the morning and just put the cream, and that's their entire routine. You know, we have Korean beauty right now that is really popular on these like 10 or 12 steps. I think people in the U.S. don't have time to do that.
It's like double cleansing. It's like every steps.
Yeah.
Two steps in one step.
One step.
Not that many people do that. You might do it on the weekend, but not every morning when you get up at 7:30 or 6:30. So the sleeping mask is perfect for night treatment. You just put it on. It absorbs like a cream, and then you just rinse it off in the morning. It creates this like film on your skin that helps lock the moisture in.
You should try to target travelers. I think Ooh. Sleep masks are amazing on red eyes.
Yeah,
I
like that's a great idea. Yes. It's good for social media.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Fun. Mm. I'll definitely do that.
Just give it out to everyone the next time you're on a plane.
That'd be so funny. Wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah,
the whole plane was actually wearing your mask. I love
that would
that.
Actually be hilarious.
Yeah, that actually reminds me that my grandmother, she has been traveling a lot, and she has recently went to China. And she was really exhausted on the plane. You know, at 72, you're not as comfortable as when you're 25. But she has been putting the mask on the plane to one kill time, and then the air is so drying that why not just do the treatment mm-hmm. on a plane? So that's a really good thought. Yeah. And then the third product is the scrub that has one Kakadu plum, which is an amazing ingredient, but it also has another very unique ingredient from Australia, which is caviar lime. And that's this amazing fruit that is full of acids that help exfoliate your skin, but it's very gentle for sensitive skin, appropriate for any skin type. So it really helps remove those dead skin cells very gently.
So tell us more about the direct-to-consumer strategy, how you envision launching or, you know, how growing the business. What does it look like today and maybe 3 years from now, ideally?
the biggest challenge right now that we're having in the U.S. is that, okay, we have a good product. We have a brand story that is compelling, but no one knows about us. No one has heard about the brand, or very few people. So our big strategy is to go fully digital and leverage the channel as much as we can. Social media has given us an amazing opportunity to do that. And the influencers, obviously, that's a big thing for any company, any industry today. So what we're trying to do first is to get the word out there. Make people aware that Herla Beauty exists, that there's a brand with three collections with these products that give you the following benefits, and later on convince the people to purchase the product and give it a chance, try it, because they'll get to know more about the brand and the benefits of the product, which will be compelling to them. We are leveraging influencers, and we already sent a lot of packages to influencers. We've received really great feedback. A lot of them really like the product. Of course, with skincare, it's you have to give it some time, and you have to use it for at least 3 to 4 weeks to see the results. I mean, you can feel that your skin gets softer, your skin gets brighter, your skin tone is more even, but you just want to give it some time to give it a review. So that will definitely happen. We'll for sure get more and more influencer reviews.
And even the magazines. I mean, you know, editors love these kinds of stories about a granddaughter and a grandmother. That's a really special story to share. And it's a really big opportunity, actually, for you.
I believe that. And this
can
is
you get your grandmother over here? Where can you bring her to the States?
She's actually coming in July.
Oh, good.
We'll be at Cosmoprof.
Oh, I was going to say, you should go to Cosmoprof. I'll be there.
Yes.
You should go to Cosmoprof.
So perfect. We'll
Found
be there.
Found Remains, another one that's great. We've also had as a guest on our show also.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. It's a more, it's like Cosmoprof is amazing, but it's a smaller show. Younger brands.
Which
really
one?
Curated and edited, Founder Made.
Oh, yeah. That would be good for you,
one.
Too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we'll do that. So that's exciting. We'll be there. But yeah, magazines, editors, we mailed a lot of products to the editors. We're currently promoting the Damask Rose collection. That's what we're starting with. When it gets a little warmer, we'll try to promote Kakadu Plum more. Right now, we're focusing on the Damask Rose. And yeah, what we want to avoid is a lot of brands do partnerships with influencers and they pay influencers. Unfortunately, that's something I don't believe in. I believe that if you have a really good product and you give it to someone and they try it and they really like it, they will write a review. They will post something about your product and promote it. So I just want it to happen organically. And that's really important that these opinions are honest, not, you know, just because we paid for them. And I really care about the consumer feedback as well. So if something is not working, we're happy to improve it. We're constantly improving. Even now we're thinking about future innovations and different products, what we can offer in 3 years as well. Right now, our goal is to be a digital e-commerce brand. Eventually, we want to get into major retailers to make these products accessible to more women, because that's one of our goals, is to democratize natural skincare. And so we want to give the opportunity to women to experience those products in stores and allow them to access it more easily if they consider the digital channel more challenging.
Do you have a big sampling program that you're going to have with the products, in terms of sometimes when there's a new brand, people want to try a sample? It's a good way to get it into the consumer's hands and then get them back. Or are you doing any sort of special promotions to kick it off?
Yeah, we'll be doing gifting at various events. So just small samples of products so that people can try it and so we can reach bigger audiences. Also, currently we're offering additional samples when you purchase a product.
Oh, you'll give other samples of the other product if someone buys.
Yes, that's what we're doing as well. But if someone requests a sample, we'll definitely send it. You know, if I get an email from the consumer.
One thing to consider, another guest we've had on our show is from Ipsy. They've actually launched a lot of brands because they have a multimedia platform where it's sampling millions of users and also influencers that are part of that. So that could be interesting to think about.
Sure. Yeah, sure. Also subscription boxes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's the next step for us as well.
Great. Exciting.
But because it's so fresh, there are so many things to do. And
right. Can only do so many things. Yeah. This is beginning.
We look forward to
a small team. Yeah. I work with a lot of freelancers mm-hmm. on a daily basis. So in the U.S., we don't have a full-time staff. We have a full-time staff in Poland mm-hmm. because it's manufacturing and requires people there on site. But here, it's just a network of amazing women. We have an amazing marketer. The digital advertising on Facebook and Instagram, I think, will give us a bigger boost as well. We'll reach wider audiences, targeting different audiences, different age groups, people with different interests. I think that will be really crucial to the brand. Mm-hmm.
We're so excited to follow your story and see the business flourish. So next up, you'll hear us learn more about the personal side of Natalia as we hit the pan.
Hi, it's Mark Rico. I want you to listen to this. Hiring is challenging, but there's one place you can go where hiring is simple, fast, and smart. It's a place where growing businesses connect to qualified candidates. And that place is ZipRecruiter.com/mouthmedianetwork. Hiring used to be hard. Multiple job sites, stacks of resumes, a confusing review process. But today, hiring can be easy. And you only have to go to one place to get it done. ZipRecruiter.com/mouthmedianetwork. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invite them to apply to your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/mouthmedianetwork. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
And now, it's Hitting the Pan.
So now this is one of my favorite parts of the show. For first-time listeners, what we're going to do is spin the salon chair where we can get to ask Natalia a personal question about her life story. So we're spinning the salon chair. So here we go at the spin, and it lands on Abby.
So, Natalia, tell us what was one of your most special trips that you've taken with your grandmother.
There were so many trips that we took together, whether it was in Europe or to the U.S. or to Asia. But I'll say that the best trip I took with her was when we went to Florida, to the Bahamas and Jamaica. Okay. When I think I was less than 10 years old. And I really don't remember much, but we have such amazing photos from that trip and so many of those that I every time I go back, it just makes me want to cry. It just really warms my heart that she was taking such great care of me and she was exposing me to, you know, different cultures and different, taking me to these different places. I definitely, thanks to her, I was growing up in a very diverse environment, and I learned to celebrate our differences. And I think that was something that it is really beautiful, and I really appreciate it. So yes, Jamaica and Bahamas.
Did she raise you also? Did you grow up in her home?
No. Yeah. My parents were traveling with us many times as well. But she also liked to just travel with me, just the two of us.
And it was really, really special. I would think you would have said like Paris or Australia, the Maldives. She's going to Jamaica.
I love it.
I know it's not maybe that special for people in the U.S.
That's so sweet.
But if you're from Poland...
It's special. It was special to you.
It was really special to go to the U.S. at that time.
Exactly.
And we went to Europe so many times, you know, to Spain, to Italy. That's something that we've been there.
See, it's so funny, the opposite when you're from here. You want to go there when you're some... Right, exactly.
Yeah.
No, it's beautiful.
I'm going to kick this lawn chair so it spins again.
I need to do something else. It's back. Landed on you.
And finally, my turn. To ask you a question. So when you started, you mentioned that beauty has many definitions. And what I think is so beautiful about this story is that we are in such a moment today in history for women, but also the definition of women. If we look at the influencers like Ashley Graham, where we're defining beauty in a new way, where social media is like really democratizing, to your point, women who are younger, women who are older, like Mae Musk, and it's really opened this up. And I think the story and the generational gap between you and your grandmother is so interesting. Can you tell me about some of your favorite pastimes with her?
Yes, there are definitely a lot of those, and we've spent so much time together when I was growing up, and whenever I go to Poland now, we always spend a lot of time together. One of the great things was when we were going shopping together. I know it's sort of a mindless activity, but we were often going to different beauty stores and looking at different products that different brands were offering and buying them, trying them out at home, like doing a mask together or, you know, exchanging different products as well and then critiquing those. And it was sort of a fun, really nice activity to spend time together on the weekends. I really like when we talk business. There's one side of my grandmother, which is a real grandmother, like your typical grandmother that takes care of you, that gives you sweets, that makes tea for you. But there's also this business mentor side of her that I really like. And she has always been my role model. You know, opening a business at 70 is pretty brave. And what she has been always telling me is just to step out of your comfort zone, be fearless, and always believing in me. Yesterday, I also called her because I found out that I'm going to have the podcast. And she said, don't worry, you'll be great. You'll do fine. We talked about different things, what I can share with you. But she's always that person that stands behind me and gives me so much energy at that age, which is amazing. So, yeah, different activities like that we're doing together.
That's amazing. That's so special. Great. So do you have any final thoughts for our listeners?
Yes. That's something that my grandmother has been telling me for many years, to learn to love people. She has been loving people, every person, her entire life, because the people you surround yourself with make who you are. Everything you do in life depends on other people or is influenced by other people. So these are the words that she has been always telling me. And I think it's really important. I've changed my attitude to life when I was a teenager and always trying to find a positive side in another person and treating another person like myself, or making them more important than myself. So that has been really helpful and made me appreciate every person more and find those individual characteristics that they have, which is what makes the world beautiful.
Thank you so much for sharing. Beautiful. What's the best way that our listeners can get in touch with you?
You can either reach us through our Instagram profile, which is Herla Beauty, or email me at natalia@herlabeauty.com.
To the audience, we just wanted to thank you for listening to another episode of Beauty is Your Business. We hope that you really enjoyed the show. I know we did. Thank you to my co-host, Abby Wallach.
Thank you so much.
I'm Karen Moon. Can't wait to see you next time. Hugs and kisses.
This has been Beauty is Your Business. To suggest guests or content for the show, or to become a sponsor, email us at podcast@beautyisyourbusiness.com. Keep up with the show on social media at Beauty Biz Show. That's Beauty, B-I-Z, Show. Episodes available on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play, along with our website, beautyisyourbusiness.com. Produced by Mouth Media Network. Copyright 2017, all rights reserved. No portion of the episode may be distributed or published without the express written permission of the producers. Thank you for listening.
This is Mouth Media Network, covering the business of lifestyle.